This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor Cassie McDuff. We review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
We've been promising for at least a week, maybe two, to talk about the mayor's race in San Bernardino. So let's do it now.
Sure. Well, incumbent Mayor Kerry Davis, who's finishing out his first term, has plenty of challengers. There are six people who are challenging him, including three elected officials in the city. Those are Councilman John Valdivia, who's been a longtime opponent of the mayor and the council majority, and Gigi Hanna, the city clerk. The city clerk in San Bernardino has been a directly elected office since the city charter was written more than 100 years ago. Huh. And they recently went through charter reform, and that position will no longer be elected. It'll become an appointed position just as the city attorney becomes at the end of the term. Gigi Hanna has another 2 years on her term, but she has thrown her hat in the ring for mayor. School board member Danny Tillman is also running. Rick Avila, a businessman in town who's run for office several times before without success. Carmel Rowe, who was an advocate for the one of the marijuana initiatives on the city ballot, and Danny Malmuth, who, frankly, I don't know anything about.
Yeah, most of these people are familiar folks from around San Bernardino. It's not like there are a whole lot of unknowns, so it makes it even a more interesting race, I guess. And Gigi Hanna has won a race herself.
Yeah, she has won citywide office before, unlike the council member who's only won in his council district. She's pretty well known. She likes to walk precincts. And as you say, she's been elected twice before, her first term and then her second term, which just started 2 years ago.
And John Valdivia is also, as you mentioned, he's well known in his district, but he's pretty well known around town, too. He has frequently been a lone voice on a lot of issues that the city council has taken up.
Yes, he's certainly been the voice of opposition throughout the bankruptcy process. And, you know, I would be surprised if any of the seven candidates take it in the primary. I believe it'll go to a runoff.
And the primary is in
June.
June. Okay. Next, speaking of politics, there's an election race going on in San Bernardino County for district attorney. And this becomes an interesting race just because of recent events surrounding the district attorney's office in San Bernardino County.
Well, the district attorney, Mike Ramos, is being challenged for his reelection by a candidate, Jason Anderson, who is supported by a political action committee that's being run by a couple of the former Colonies defendants. That's that $102 million settlement that was so controversial. There was a prosecution that came out of it. Most of the defendants were acquitted. And now that political action committee, it's called Business Leaders for Fair and Ethical Government, has taken out attack ads accusing Ramos of being a sexual predator and plastering his photo in these ads alongside Harvey Weinstein and a few of the other prominent men who've been taken down by sexual harassment allegations. Now, Ramos has denied he was only really accused publicly by one woman, and that was of having a consensual affair. Ramos denied it, but there have been no allegations of sexual harassment, so this just promises to be a very dirty campaign. Meanwhile, the county has a new lawyer who has accused Jeff Burham, the developer in that $102 million settlement, of being a multimillionaire who's out to get more taxpayer money through the lawsuits that he's filed for malicious prosecution.
And finally, the dispute between Riverside Mayor Rusty Bailey and the Riverside City Council is drawing more than just local attention. Cassie, I was in a 7-Eleven the other day, and I looked at a Los Angeles Times sitting on the rack, and there was Rusty Bailey's picture, and there was a headline about his lawsuit concerning the contract over the Riverside City Manager.
The LA Times ran quite an extensive piece about this. They even interviewed the former mayor, longtime mayor Ron Loveridge, who said, you know, a lot of good things have been happening in Riverside, but this isn't one of them, and this is not particularly helpful to a city that's been trying to attract new businesses. In fact, this whole dispute is over Bailey attempting to veto a new contract for the city manager, and many people support the city manager. They say he's done great things for the city, including the Cheech Marin Center for Chicano Art, Culture, and Industry, which is going to come to the old downtown library building. There's going to be a new library. And also the city manager, John Russo, is being credited with helping to secure the California Air Resources Board's new headquarters for Riverside. The city council has refused to overturn the veto because they say that the mayor does not have the power to veto a contract with the city manager, that only the council can approve that contract. And the council did on the 5-2 vote. It is extraordinary, and I think this is why the LA Times wrote this piece, for a mayor to be suing his own city, which is going to incur legal costs on both sides, even though the mayor says he's going to round up the money to pay the costs on his side.
Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.